I'd like to say something about praise. Brother Ken talked about praise a little bit last night around the fire, and then just this morning he mentioned something about the Lord coming and looking for a response from us, and sometimes being disappointed that he doesn't see that response. Well, of course, our main response to him is to accept his offer of washing our lives, washing our sins away with his blood. And after you've done that, it's easy to think, well, I'm good with God. And it's true. But I realize that one of the things that he looks for from us, and one of the things we could do for him and for ourselves and for the meeting, is praise, audible praise. And we all, I think, understand that there is a self-conscious aspect to that. There's a humiliating aspect to that, and it's hard to get started if you're not used to it. I remember the first time I came into Brother Ken Shelton's Sunday school class. They opened with a hymn, and then afterwards they started doing this thing. like, what's that? I thought, well, that must be just Pentecostal weirdness. But, like, it seems harmless. It doesn't seem, like, demon-possessed or anything. I guess it's okay. So I'll just sit quietly here and worship the Lord in my heart and let them do their thing. You know, God bless them. And little did I know that I needed that. I needed to enter into that. And other people in that fellowship talked about their experiences. One young lady in particular said that she knew, she came under conviction that the Lord was telling her that she needed to praise the Lord audibly, and she was just too embarrassed to do it. So she picked a time when it seemed like it was advantageous at home, and she was even worried to praise out loud inside a house with the windows closed, because who could hear it outside? So she went into a closet, and she knew she had to praise the Lord at volume. You can in a meeting say, praise the Lord, hallelujah, but to break through that barrier at the beginning, you have to praise loud. You can't punch through without volume. And so she was in her closet praising the Lord at the top of her lungs, and then the door whips open and her sister's there, why are you doing this? And she's like, why am I doing it? Because I thought no one was home. That's why I'm doing this. I would never do this if I thought someone was home. And so what it took for me was someone in that class to confront me and to point their finger at me and say, you need to praise the Lord. It's not something for others to do. You have to participate in this yourself. And so I was scared, and I didn't like that. But that week, I went home and had an opportunity, sort of miraculously, every day. Even though the kids were little, you were out with them every single day that week, every day. And so it's just like, hey, here's my opportunity. And so you punch through that resistance. You engage the flesh and you just exercise that infinitesimal amount of humility. You just say, I'm going to do this, I need to do this, and the Lord's worthy of it. And when you get to the other side of that, it becomes natural to praise and to praise in the meeting. Well, what a difference. It's no longer a fearful thing. It's perfectly natural. And not only is it natural, it's fitting praise the Lord, but there's more. It does something for yourself, and the other thing is it does something for the meeting. We all want the meetings here to be as good as possible, and what can we do? Just sit here and say, go, Brother Kenny, go. You know, we're with you. Well, we can say amen different times, and that's helpful, but I think the most helpful thing to do is when there's an opportunity to praise the Lord, to do it. Praise the Lord audibly with our whole heart, and that is a way where you can grab hold of the meeting and lift it up. There's not much else we can do. I mean, we come with a spirit of connection with God. We come with a quiet spirit. We try to focus on the Lord. There's things we do coming into the meeting. But I think the most effective way to lift the meeting to that higher level is with this audible praise. He inhabits the praises of his people. And I say to anyone in this room who is uncomfortable praising the Lord aloud, it's absolutely natural. I'm with you. But you have to punch through that. You have to punch through it and enter in. And these meetings would be different. The meetings would be different if every single person entered into that and lifted and praised the Lord. And just one more thing. Our situation changed and we had to go into other churches, and what a loss it was to go into a church where there's no praising. Sometimes it was obviously, oh, the end of this hymn, I think the Lord is trying to come, it's time to praise him, and they don't do that there. And what a closed door that is. I didn't realize how necessary it is. It's not just a blessing that we have it here, but it's necessary. And the opportunity that we have here is glorious. We can praise the Lord aloud. It's accepted. It's expected. It's fitting. It's natural. And I warn you in Jesus' name, you won't always have that opportunity. And so if you can't punch through and do it here, you're going to have trouble. So, practice in your kitchen, practice in the shower. But work on that if you can. And lift our meetings here and enter in, because darker times are coming. And take advantage here while you have the chance.
Thank you. This morning I want to praise God. Why do I want to praise him? Because he's good. Many of you don't know my life, but I had to either praise God and rely upon him, or I could have gone into a very, very deep depression. But I had to lean hard on God. Very, very hard. I've been through some dark years. And it was difficult for me to see Valerie, who I hadn't seen in many years. She was one of my daughter's best friends. And also Bethany. So it was, I had to pass through that challenge. But I want to say something, that it didn't matter what it was, God was holding me. I wasn't wanting to hold on to God anymore. I wanted to give up. But yet, I said in my heart, I could never walk away from God. But I will serve him from a distance. I'm going to stay far away and not get too close. So I'm not totally out, but I'm not in either. But I think God had a different plan for me.
Yeah.
He did have a different plan for me. Because during this time, as I said, he was walking with me in the fire. He was that fourth person in the fire. I did not get burned. But what he did for me was he put something so deep inside my heart that I cannot help but share what God has done for me.
Hallelujah.
What God has done for me. People have gone through struggles, and I see people going through struggles, which in my mind is nearly what I've been through. But yet, they're not walking in victory. And I could have been that person. But it wasn't me. It was God holding on to me.
Praise God.
It was God's mercy. Praise it's not God. Nothing. It's not anything that I did. I couldn't have done anything. But it was the faithfulness of God. And I'm a living testimony.
Hallelujah.
Of what God has done and what God can do, not only for me, for what he can do for you. So whatever trials you're going through, it doesn't matter how big, it doesn't matter how small, God is able to take you through those trials and come out on the other end victorious. Not barely victorious, but a lot victorious.
Yes.
You know, listen, God is passing to me, God is passing a platter around in this room right now. And he's offering you everything. You can take it just like a breakfast. Something is passed, you refuse it. And God is doing the same thing to us. He's passing this platter around and he's saying, take, I want to give it to you. Are you going to receive it? It's your choice, it's my choice. God is offering himself all the time. Even in nature, anywhere, God is offering himself. He's speaking to us. The thing is, like Samuel did not yet recognize God's voice. His voice was not in tune with God, but then all of a sudden, he was learning to do it, right? He was learning. And if your voice is not in tune to what God wants to say, you're not going to hear his voice. You have to take all that wax from your ears. There's wax there. And God wants to take out that wax and put something afresh in you. Do not lose the blessing that God wants for us in camp. You know, we can get distracted. We can get bogged down with little things, you know. We don't like the food, or we don't like this, or we don't like this, whatever. Don't get bogged down. Listen to what God wants for you. Listen and receive from him today.
Amen. Amen. Praise God. Thank you. Amen. Open my ears and let me hear voices of truth. Thou standest clear. And while the wave notes fall on my ear, everything false will disappear. Silently now I wait for thee. Ready, my God, thy will to see. Open my ears, illumine me. Spirit divine. Amen. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Glory, glory, glory. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Oh, praise God. Praise God. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Wonderful Lord. Wonderful Lord. Wonderful Lord. Hallelujah.
And I think it would be something along these lines. Will you praise me when you don't feel like it? You know, I know just a little bit about what Sister Eileen has gone through. And we, at our church, and I think at Pilgrim Camp, we're the great beneficiaries of God putting a song into her soul, even when she perhaps didn't feel like it. God can break through in your life when you begin to praise him. Uncle Hans, I know the theme this year at camp is something along the lines of praising the Lord. And at the staff meeting, I texted Brother Phil because I thought of a quote that Uncle Hans had said. And he said something along the lines of, when you praise the Lord, that makes a way for God to come in. It liberates you, breaks the chains, and makes you a temple of the Holy Ghost. That's what praising the Lord can do. Oftentimes you may not feel like it, you may not want to praise him, but he demands our praise, and it's good for you. C.S. Lewis, he also said this, the delight is not fully enjoyed until it is fully expressed. You won't know the Lord until you fully express your delight to him. Our brother shared before, you can praise the Lord silently, quietly. I think there's some biblical precedent for that. I think of, maybe this is a poor example, but King Saul was in the presence of the Lord, and he just laid down there. for the whole night. But I think there's far more examples of praising the Lord audibly with a loud voice. And I think the overall dynamic of the Bible is probably a forte one. It's loudly. And if you read the Psalms, that's what you get. You get a lot of clapping. You get a lot of dancing. You get a lot of cymbals playing. You get a lot of noise. Now you can choose to be quiet, or you can do what the Lord has called us to this morning. I had been thinking of the story of Jehoshaphat, and when he also had an army coming against him, and the Lord spoke to him through another man, and there was a weird tactic given to him to defeat the enemy. You know what it was? It was to send the guys who can sing first. That's probably not what our military would do, and it's probably not what our military should do. But you and I are not fighting a physical war this morning. Maybe you are, but maybe you're fighting a spiritual war. And the Bible would tell us to win that war, you need to praise the Lord. And so I think that's perhaps how God is speaking to us. It's easy to, even at camp, to come into a service and sometimes he's already gone, Ian, but you don't eat, you don't sleep, and then you don't want to praise either. But God would have us praise him. And I don't know if we fully know what God would do if we unlatched the door in our life of praise to him. I think we would see new things being done if we would unleash the praise that he's worthy of. God would desire that we praise him in a greater way today, tomorrow, and for the rest of our lives.
Amen.
Praise God.
Amen. Praise God.
To God be the glory, great things he has done, so loved he the world that he gave us. Number 18 in our hardcover book. Verse 1. To God be the glory. Life gain that all may go in. Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah. Oh, glory to God. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. 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 Glory be to Jesus. Praise your holy name. Hallelujah. Oh, glory, glory, glory. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Father. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Wonderful, 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 wonderful Lord. Hallelujah. Wonderful Lord, oh Jesus. Yes, Lord. We love you, Jesus. We praise your holy name. We thank you, Lord, for your faithfulness, Lord. Hallelujah. Glory, glory, glory. Hallelujah. 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 Let there be glory and honor and praises. Glory and honor. Still the enemy and the avenger. Oh, Jesus. Oh, thank you for victory, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Lord, we pray that you will open up the channels in our hearts, in our mouth, to offer you the praise that you are worthy of, Lord. The praise that brings victory, the praise that drives away darkness. Hallelujah, and brings the presence of God into our lives. Lord, oh God, you set your praises into our hearts. Hallelujah, and help us to express those praises over our lips, Lord. Hallelujah, with the lifting of our hands and the clapping of our hands and the yielding our bodies to you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Get hold of us tonight, this morning, Lord. Get win a victory in us along these lines, Jesus. Establish it in our lives, Lord. And help us to praise you more and more. More and more, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. Evermore. We praise your holy name. Jesus, we thank you. Lord, we thank you. Lord, we thank you. Hallelujah. 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 Amen.